7 straight, beating the New Orleans Pelicans by the final score of 129-118. A fascinating game, very different from the game 2 nights ago against the same team. Stan Van Gundy made a bunch of adjustments, and the Jazz had all of the answers to those. Plus, the Jazz battled back from a brutal first quarter defense and, frankly, didn't seem particularly engaged. We'll talk about all that coming up as the Jazz have won 7 straight. It's Postcast. Hi, I'm David Locke. Thanks for stopping by Postcast. We are live on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, and Periscope there for you. And the chat rooms are open, and we want you to jump aboard and be a part of all of those and get your thoughts and your comments on tonight's ballgame as the Jazz with their 7th straight. And quite frankly, this 2-game sequence against a fairly good Pelicans team, but not a great Pelicans team, is enough to make you really start to believe in this team if you want to. If you want to be one who's going to believe, this sequence can make you believe. There's a bunch of parts of this game that are really, really interesting to what the Jazz did. The Pelicans came out, hit them early. They scored 41 points. Most impressive to me is that the second quarter of the game, the Pelicans came to physically manhandle the Jazz, got up into them the same way that the Jazz wilted against Phoenix, wilted against Minnesota, wilted a little bit against New York. We'll see how they answer that 2 games from now. And instead, the Jazz answered back. They took, 15 free throws in the second quarter. To me, that was the key to the entire ballgame. Now, there's a bunch of other aspects to this that are interesting. First off, for all the people talking about Rudy Gobert not having a defensive input, every game plan Stan Van Gundy built was about not allowing Rudy to dunk. That was the game plan. Like Jake Madison and I talked about on Locked On Jazz, like he was like, well, let Rudy beat you. Like, you let Rudy beat you, he's dunking it 15 times. There's no real way to decide, well, I'm not going to let Rudy beat me. So their whole defense the first night was about cutting off Rudy's role and the guard's penetration by bringing 3 guys in the pick and roll. Tonight, they brought 2 guys into the pick and roll, hugged to the shooters, and yet Donovan goes off and scores 36. Instead, Mike Conley has 20. The Jazz get the off-the-bounce threes going. I think the Jazz may have shot it inordinately well on off-the-bounce threes. When we go back and look at this one tonight, they did not have the shot chart advantage that they had the other night. In the game the other night, the Jazz had 10 mid-range shots. The Pelicans had 36. Tonight, it was much more even. They forced the Jazz into a lot of mid-range shots tonight. The Jazz up taking 31 non-restricted area twos, and the Pelicans only took 35. So you really see a big change. The Jazz only got 18 shots at the rim as they just put Steven Adams on the rim tonight. Forced the Jazz into like 28 of those floaters. It's a little nerve-wracking high number, but the Jazz hit 50% of them. So it turned out all right in that regard. So I think when you see, you know, how this game played, this was a tough, difficult game for the Jazz to play, and the fact that they had yet another answer and they fought through it was pretty impressive. They swung the game 32 points in the middle of it, went down 16 to up 16. Really pretty darn impressive performance in a lot of different ways tonight in how the Jazz dealt with it. Royce O'Neal defending Brandon Ingram after he went 6-for-6 in the first quarter was great. Zion does, and he's great. Like, it's pretty hard to stop him. 14 shots, 27 points. He's not doing a lot for his teammates, and the Jazz exposed him on the other end of the floor. Donovan was terrific. Clarkson was great, but the Jazz just seemed to have answers. And the answer tonight was you weren't going to be able to beat them seemingly with threes. You were going to have to beat them with your guards, and you weren't going to beat them with Rudy dunking. You were going to have to beat them with their guard. And so the Jazz did that, right? So Donovan has 36, Conley has 20, and Clarkson has 19. That's what the Pelicans built to stop the Jazz, make the Jazz do, and they were able to do it. That's why, if you're a Jazz fan, you should be awfully excited about what you've seen. All right, let's get to your comments and your questions. Good night, Mr. Boone. You're the best. Benjamin says the system's working. Math wins. Yes, but the math was not as good tonight for us, so we just actually beat him. Chase Bosley, thoughts on what the nation's TNT guys say about Donovan? You know what? I really don't. I'm sorry. Like, I'm with these guys all the time. I follow this team every day. I just don't give a flying, you know what any national person ever says about our team. And it's beyond me why people do. Like, seriously, you know who you should care about what thinks about this team? Ron Boone. And then you should care a little bit about Thurl Bailey. And then you should care about Craig Bowler Jack. And then if you're bored, you should listen to Lockdown Jazz. Because, like, these are the guys that are with the team that know the league every day. I don't give a crap with those guys who've never watched them for 1 minute or watched them 4 or 5 minutes make a decision about it. So, like, honestly, I could give less than a flying pelican whose beak just got cut off 2 nights in a row. I'm not talking about it. I don't care. So if your question is about TNT, I don't care. Okay. Was the crowd a factor tonight? It's an interesting question. So the Jazz is one of the few teams that have fans in the crowd. There is a little bit of an atmosphere here, not a lot like usual, but I do think there's like something going on across the league that there are no home fans and home teams are losing. Like, that's pretty obvious. To me, that's the issue. The home team blowout phenomena, I think, is real because there's no fans. Like, and I probably should talk to Ron about this in an upcoming broadcast. You'd be surprised how much a home crowd booing players bothers the players. Like, it's easy to say, oh, I make that much money, I don't give a crap what they say. Exactly the opposite is true. If these guys will do anything to not get booed by the home crowd, that is like the biggest insult you can have in the game. So the fact there aren't home crowd is, you know, in some of these arenas, I do think it's a disadvantage. Is our 2,000 or whatever we have enough to carry us through that? I have no idea. All right, every single question is about Shaq. I don't care. Like, I don't care. Do you think the Jazz can win a game when they aren't shooting well? There's not really... Okay, that is such a stupid comment. Okay, first off, there's no one that can win a game when they don't shoot well. Okay, like, that's the first thing. The second thing is, if you are going to win a game when you don't shoot well, I guess it's because you take 50 free throws. Great, that'd be fun to watch. Or two, your defense is so good that it overcomes your bad shooting. Well, our defense is the second best in the NBA so far. I'm serious, guys. I'm not talking about these boneheads. They don't watch us. They don't know about us. They're entertainers. They're awesome. It's the best show on television. It's not basketball analysis that actually matters. I'm not talking about it. Andy, thank you. Their first half 16-point lead evaporated so easily. That kind of lead felt insurmountable in the past, not this year. We are having spurts this year that feel very commanding and very almost warrior-esque. I don't know if it's just because we're shooting so many threes that when we hit a few in a row, it makes it feel like it's a more dominating stretch. I do think it's because when we make shots, our defense is the second best in the NBA. When we don't make shots and they are coming off a miss, we're 22nd in the NBA. So that when we get that little hamster wheel rolling, which is a made shot into a stop, and then off a stop, we're the number one transition team in the league. So you get a stop, you get in transition, you score. Well, now you have the second best defense in the league again. Then you're going to get a stop again. Then you're going to be in transition again, and then boom, 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 boom. So that little sequence of things that's happening is pretty good. Tanner Beckstrom, Clarkson is so good. He really is incredible. He is the like epitome of the player I used to never like, and he's evolved into a player that you almost have to have. And that's the best way I can describe him. Hayden, the Pelicans will play 288 quarters of basketball this season. The Jazz took their best one in the first quarter and still trounced them. Something to it. I mean, they had 156 offensive rating in the first quarter. They scored 41 points. They went 5-11 from 3. Ingram went 6-6, and we won. Right. What do you think of Donovan's catch and shoot threes? I don't think there's enough emphasis on it. Seriously. Last 4 years, he's the second best in the NBA. I am so flabbergasted every time it doesn't go in. I've got to find a call for it. Right? Like on Joe, I used to have ball, feet set, ball, whatever, feet set, ball wet, splash. You know, Favors dunk, I had a call. Like, I don't have a call for a Donovan catch and shoot three, but it's like deadly. I have Rolls Royce for roll. I need something. This is a great question. Do you see any difference from Royce defensively after first quarter? They denied him the ball a little bit. Quinn Snyder's pregame show tonight, I'll play it on Locked On Jazz tomorrow. He talked about Royce in his second year as a defensive stopper, knowing the players better. I've never thought about that concept, and it's a really good point. And it's a pretty insightful concept, and I'm interested to talk to Royce about it. Unfortunately, this year, that's harder to do than it would be otherwise. Like, usually I was just like, go up to Royce and be like, hey, by the way, Quinn said this the other day. Tell me, give me specifics. And I can't really do that this year. So I'll try to do the best I can as a reporter for you. All right. That is Locked On, or that is not Locked On. That's Postcast. I'll be back with you on Locked On Jazz tomorrow. Have a good one.